This is KUT. Today, September 1st, marks the legal start for more than 600 new state laws for Texans to follow. From healthcare to transportation to education and public safety, there's something that impacts everyone. KUT's Ben Philpott has some of the highlights.
Let's start with a high-profile bill that only affects a handful of people. Starting today, Texans with intractable epilepsy will be able to use cannabis oil to help reduce seizures. When he signed the bill into law, Governor Greg Abbott made sure everyone understood this is not medical marijuana.
The very low level of THC and CBD oil does not, even if taken in large doses, give the user a high and has no street value.
Some of the laws that affect many more Texans include one that requires all people applying for work with the state to go through the E-Verify system. It checks Social Security numbers to make sure applicants are legal U.S. residents. In education, high school students who are blocked from graduation because they can't pass all of their STAR tests will now get a second chance. The legislature created a process to review a student's overall work and decide if it supports graduation anyway. Another second chance law will allow people convicted of a drug felony to get food stamps after they've served their time. Lauren Johnson is an activist with the Ex-Offenders Council in Austin. She and her husband were denied food stamps when he recently lost his job.
I mean, we've bought a house, we've gotten clean, we're doing all of the right things, we've got these kids, and now he's unemployed and we're this close to losing everything. And so I found myself in that office asking for help for a month or two until we could get things moving.
But only her kids received benefits. Now the whole family will be able to get help putting food on the table. Ben Philpott, KUT News.